Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So have you ever seen ads or some kind of marketing where you got this guy standing next to his Lamborghini and he's standing next to a mansion? I remember this one Vietnamese guy selling real estate that was on a yacht and all this other stuff. And like, you could live this lifestyle too, right? And this is something I call buy my crap. And the reason I call it that is because they're so busy trying to sell you on a dream that you don't even know what you're buying. I remember years ago, I used to go to these seminars on how to make money on the internet. And this was, you'd show up and you'd spend 2 hours and these people would tell you, man, all you got to do is sell this stuff and you can make hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. You just have to get it out there. And the problem with it was, is that you were selling the same thing that everybody else was selling in the room if you bought into it. And the only people that you could convince to buy it is your personal network of people. And so it was really hard to do it. Now, what I want to talk about is integrity in what you're selling. Okay, there's a great interview with David Garfinkel, who is one of the best copywriting experts ever. And I challenge you to go back and look for that. He actually has 2 episodes, really good. And he just started a podcast. And his podcast is about writing sales copy. That's what he does. So, you know, a lot of what he's talking about and a lot of what I consider to be truth in advertising stems down to a handful of different things. And that's what I want to talk about today. The first thing you have to ask yourself is, what problem am I trying to solve? And do people have that problem? I mean, that's a lot of times you could be solving a problem that people just don't have. So no matter what it is, whether it's a product, whether it's a service, whether it's an info product, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is, the first question you have to ask is, what problem do I solve? And do you really solve it? I mean, that's the key, is can you really solve that problem? And can you do it for more than just maybe 1 out of 100 people? If you make claims and you can't make it in a way that is going to affect a large majority of the people who hear this, you could actually be prosecuted and put in jail by the FTC. So you got to be careful. You know, you got to make sure that you're living up to exactly what it is that you're selling. The second thing you have to ask is there an urgent need to solve the problem or to remove a pain? If it's not an urgent need, chances are people aren't going to be ready to buy right now. If it's something that may happen later, you know, it's preventative maintenance, it's kind of much harder. But if you can find that urgent need that something has to be done now, and you can prove that you can solve that problem, now you've got something to talk about. The third thing is, does this connect with the audience emotionally? So can you tell stories? Can you talk about ways that this is going to affect them to bring them some kind of emotion like happiness or, you know, something that's going to make their life better or something that's going to remove a pain, you know, like fibromyalgia. We can get rid of fibromyalgia pain, whatever it is. You know, is it something that is going to emotionally connect and help people feel like they've changed their lives? The next thing that you have to ask is, does it sound too good to be true? There's a lot of claims out there that, you know, if you take this diet pill, you'll lose 10 pounds, right? No, you can't do that. You can't take a pill and lose 10 pounds. It takes exercise. It depends on the intake of what you have. Can it be a supplement to what's going on? Yes, but there's a lot more to the process than just taking that diet pill. Is what you're selling something that is a diet pill quick solution? Or is it a process, something that people have to go through and learn? And can you emotionally connect that with people in a way that it doesn't sound too good to be true. That they realize that, okay, this is going to be something I'm going to have to work on in order to get the end result that I want. That's the key with that. The next thing you have to ask is, what's the objective? And how do we measure when the objective is being met? All right? So a lot of times I talk in my classes and courses about return on investment. All right? You invest a dollar, you make three. So what's the objective? Why does somebody want to do that? Well, the reason is because their business is stagnant, or they need to find new customers, or they're trying to improve their lot on life. Now, I've seen so many ads where people say, you know, this is, you're going to get rich really super quick. There's so much money to be made in this. Yeah, but not by everybody, because maybe you don't have the sphere of influence, or you're missing parts like how to drive traffic to your website, or how to get people to even pay attention to what it is that you're selling. So the question is, what is the objective? And if the objective is to make more money, then how is that objective met? And when do you know when it's met? How do you measure it? How do you make sure that what you're doing is going to deliver on what you promise? So can you set clear objectives? Can they be measured? And more importantly, is it believable? Is it something that people can believe that they can achieve? Now, the next thing is social proof. Are there people out there that you've worked with already that have achieved the objective, that they solved their problem, that it emotionally connected with them, and they can express that? So obviously, through testimonials and through videos and through whatever, you can get somebody to help you say, yes, this thing works, and it worked even better than I expected, and I'm so pleased with the end results that I recommend it to you. So can you create social proof around this? Are people willing to put their neck on the line to help you prove that it works? And then the final point I want to bring up is now the right time? All right, it may be that you have the right solution for the right people that emotionally connects with them, that does what it says, and has objectives, and the price is not going to be a thing that's going to hold them back. And you've got social proof, but is now the right time to purchase this thing? Maybe they're not ready. Maybe they're not emotionally or physically ready to do what it is that you're asking them to do to achieve the success that they're hoping for. Whether it's in business, whether it's in a personal life, no matter what it is, can you get those people to say, now is the time? So there's so many sales messages on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, I mean, all over the place. Facebook is loaded with a bunch of videos and ads and things. And the problem is there's no easy way to get that connection across. So you have to go through that list and say, can I craft a message? And this is where somebody like David Garfinkel comes in, because he's a master crafter of messages. Can I craft a message that is going to ring true with the audience, that is going to deliver on what I promise, that doesn't sound too good to be true, and it's going to end up getting the results desired? The last piece of this puzzle, and I talk about it all the time, is that just because you promise something doesn't necessarily mean that it doesn't work. But a lot of times, people won't do all the steps necessary to make it work. So do your best to tell the truth. Do your best to get people to follow your program. But don't be hurt if they never accomplish it. So I really hope some of the things I said today resonate with you. If you like this podcast, go to iTunes and please give us a review. The other thing is, if you want to learn more tips and tricks like this, check out baconcoach.com/BWM for my Bacon Weekly Mastermind. It's only $1 for the first month.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.